So much panting. So much panting into the microphone. Okay.
Welcome to Pillow Talk. I'm Katie Koshin.
And I'm Rachel Bowich.
Thank you for tuning in tonight on this Wednesday.
This dreary, dreary Wednesday.
Dreary, windy as heck Wednesday.
Yes.
You thought it was
windy as heck.
Windy as heck it is.
Dag nabbit.
In my day when it winded, we rode kites around the sky. What? I don't know.
My day we rode pterodactyls
around the sky. Much older than me, ma'am.
Yes.
Much older than me. What movies are coming out? I think Zoolander 2. Is that coming out?
I don't know.
I'm still breathing. Ooh. 3 minutes later, still breathing.
The next Star Wars comes out on December 18th.
We're not here. I was going to say we could see it together. You should see it with your mom.
Yes.
That sounded like a bad your mom joke, but
actually, I probably will see it with my mom. Because she's great. There's this one that's... it actually looks kind of interesting. Maybe it's not. Maybe it is. I don't know. It's called Risen.
Risen.
Yeah, it's going to come out in January, and it's the story of the resurrection of Christ.
Ooh,
but
wow.
But from a non-believer's perspective.
Oh, interesting.
And so it's like basically like the craziest manhunt in history.
Oh,
and it looks like just kind of interesting. Like, I don't know, just like a different perspective. And
yeah. That's cool.
I mean,
it could be really
offensive
or something.
Yeah, it could be.
It could be not good, but...
But it could be interesting at the same
potential.
Time.
Potential.
I don't know.
It's exciting. I'm sorry, Rachel. We just played the tape back for ourselves so that we could hear it, and it was loud.
Very loud indeed.
I'm so sorry. You know what I've been watching a lot of?
What?
Still breathing so heavily. Parks and Rec bloopers. You don't watch that show.
I don't watch Parks and Rec. I should, though. I've heard only good things about it.
Oh, it's really good.
Only funny what, things.
What other... Do you watch The Office? I know we've talked about this.
I don't. If I had Netflix, I would spend
do
way
you
too
not
much
have
time
it?
On
oh,
it.
You don't have Netflix. Okay.
No.
And that's good because I do, and I know I spend too much time on it.
I definitely would. But I watch Gilmore Girls with my mom.
Ooh.
But
taking off my sweatshirt, almost took off another layer. Okay.
But
Gilmore Girls I've never watched.
I love it. My mom and I have gone through all 7 seasons like 5 times.
That's a lot.
Yeah. But you just never gets old. And then like I
don't even know what it's about.
It's about a mother and daughter.
That's cute.
Single
that you guys
mom.
Watch it together.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's cute.
That's
they're super
cute.
They're like super dorky and drink lots of coffee. It's great.
It's basically Balich.
Basically.
Balich bitches.
Balich broads.
Balich broads is perfect.
But
I love it. I love it.
And then we watch Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang is
because it's hilarious.
The only thing I don't like about Big Bang Theory is that they play the laugh track on that show so much, and it takes away. I feel like shows that don't play a laugh track are so much funnier because it leaves it up to the audience's interpretation of what's funny and what's not. And as long as there's a well-written show, people will think it's funny.
Yeah.
So I really enjoy Big Bang. And I feel like it's more natural if it doesn't have a laugh track because I saw an episode, like a segment, it's 7 minutes later, and I still don't know. I saw a segment of an episode without a laugh track, and it was so awkward and unnatural, and I just feel like it would be easier to act too, but I'm not an actress
without a laugh track
because it'd be more natural.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I'm gonna open this door because
I'm warm.
Hot.
Are you comfortable in this heat?
You're comfortable in this outrageous. Ooh, that's
shout
nice.
Out to Emily Burns.
Yeah, she one time came up to us. We're roommates. And if this is your first time listening. And she came out to her like common room in Hayes, and she's like, "Are you guys comfortable in this heat?" And so proceeded funny. To open a window, and we're like, "Well, I mean, it's not like you're giving us an option."
Oh, anticipating text from her.
Classic
any
Burns.
Second if she listening.
She's listening.
She may or may not be.
Yeah, we always accuse them of not listening, but they always, you know, she has a lot of homework. What?
And they may or may not be good friends.
Not that we're, either way, it doesn't matter. You're doing
doesn't
this.
Matter.
It's fine, it's fine, it's fine.
Doesn't matter. Oh, did we want to play the song?
Little Sebastian, or,
Oh, well, yes, that, but also...
The other one.
Yes.
Wink, wink.
Wink, yes.
I don't know what it's called, but this is Little Sebastian by Mouse Rat.
Ladies and gentlemen, the world famous Little Sebastian.
What?
Yes.
No, no way.
Little Sebastian. Oh, my God.
I never thought I'd get to meet him.
Oops, wrong video for a second.
Up in horsey heaven, here's a thing. You trade your legs for angels' wings. And once we've all said goodbye, you take a running leap and you learn to fly. Bye, bye, little Sebastian. Thousand candles in the wind. And though we all miss you every day, we know you're up there in heaven's hay. But here's the part that hurts the most. Cannot ride a ghost. Bye, bye, little Sebastian. Miss you in the saddest fashion. Bye, bye, little Sebastian. You're 5,000 candles in the wind. Miss you in the satisfaction. Bye, bye, little Sebastian. Your 5,000 candles in the wind. Maybe someday we'll saddle up again. I know I'll always miss my horsiest friend. Spread your wings and fly, spread your wings and fly.
That is one of the best songs, I think. Oh, did I turn the mics on?
Ever written.
Ever written. I quite enjoy it. I love. Oh, it's so good. I just love Chris Pratt / Andy Dwyer. I think it's so funny. I've been watching a lot of bloopers from them. You know this. So, it's kind of become a pillow talk tradition in the last however many weeks to do a Mad Lib. Would you like to, Rach?
Yes.
Would you like to write or help? I feel like you're better at coming up with things.
Sure, you can write.
Good. Okay, so this is called Voyages in Time. Plural noun. We are so fun. Plural noun.
Plural noun. Phalanges.
Oh! Phalanges.
Number.
Seven. 7 minutes. A place.
Grandpa's barn.
Did you mean Grandpa's cheese barn? You meant Grandpa's barn. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Because Grandpa's Cheese Barn is something I pass on my way home every single time I go home.
Yeah, it's a place. It has good food.
And good cheese. Okay. Well, I mean, we can just do the barn. It's fine. Noun.
Cheese.
Cheese. Color. What?
I was thinking of our last one. Sorry. Color. Color.
Hulu.
Nude.
Mm. This is going to be talking about grandpa, isn't it? Blur on that.
Bow ties.
That was our last one. I remember.
That was great.
Silly word. Flange.
I just want to do bow ties all the time again, but it's not a silly
number
word.
Bow ties.
Silly word. Kerfuffle.
Oh.
Shout out to Liam Keller.
Kerfuffle. Number.
0.5.
Number.
3.
Adjective.
Fluffy.
Silent laugh. Number.
Oh, so many numbers. It's because it's voyages in time.
Can I do pi?
Sure.
Plural noun.
Plural noun.
Well, that's a hard one. I think a lot of plural nouns are plural.
Plural nouns.
Take a look at my enormous
funds.
Funds. F-U-N-D-S. Yes. S? I almost said Z. Plural. Oh, just kidding. I just wrote that in the number spot. Verb.
What?
Just kidding. That's not appropriate.
Verb.
Itch. Itch. Adjective.
Adjective.
I turned off the mic and said something to her and you guys didn't hear it.
Adjective.
Sticky.
Sticky.
Person in room. This is a lot of either you or me.
I mean, I vote Katie Christian.
Oh, it says female, so that kind of works. Not that you're not, but it just happens to work out very well.
Silly word. Silly word.
Kerfuffle. Oh, fuck. We already did that one. Phalanges again? Can we do that one?
Sure.
Phalanges. Verb. Past test.
Verb. Past tense. Thrusted.
Okay. I spelled that wrong. A place. Grandpa's barn.
Front porch.
Okay. Pooch.
Front pooch.
Front pooch. Okay. The doctor has visited many phalanges of Earth history. What? Phalanges is of Earth history. Okay. Here are some excerpts from his 7-year diary. Year unknown. Grandpa's barn. I don't remember seeing a cheese this color last time I was here. Were they always nude? And the bow ties, they remind me of kerfuffles. No wonder I only visit once every 0.5 years. It's a lot. New York, year 3. Ah, it's always fluffy to be back in New York. Of all the Yorks, I would rank this number pi. I especially like the way the funds itch after a long, sticky day.
Mmm. Oh, yes.
Ooh, that's good.
That's a great
ooh,
one.
That's good. Once again, I arrive in the court of Queen Katie, or the Flangey Queen, as she is sometimes known. Although, I'm just thinking of all of the other great words we could have said to that. Although, it seems we may have thrusted during my last visit. It is always good to be back in the front porch. Wow, that's... I didn't know we were so intimate. Ooh. Ooh, I think we need to go on to a song called George Michael. I mean, Careless Whisper by George Michael. I strongly suggest that you pull up the music video for this.
I second that suggestion.
So we'll give you 5, 4, 3. There's going to be an ad. Oh, no, there's not. Yes!
It could be really inventive or something.
Silver screen and all it said goodbye. I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Though it's easy to pretend, I know you're not a fool. Should have known better than to cheat a friend.
That's a classic. Yes. A true classic. I quite enjoy it.
If there was ever a sultry sax, that is a sultry sax. Mm,
yes. We have another one of his songs coming up in a little bit. But until then.
Hang tight.
Yes. We're like real radio professionals. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. Would you like to play a game?
Sure.
We've already talked about this, and we know that we want to play this game, but this is all for show.
Exactly.
Yes. It's called the question game, and the way it works is one person, this sounds so stupid, but it's very satisfying if you win and very devastating if you lose because it's so stupid. So the way it works is one person will say a question, and then the other person has to respond with a question. It doesn't have to be related.
It doesn't have to be relevant at all.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Let's play it like that, and then if that's too easy, we can have it be relevant. Mm-hmm. And is it real too quiet in here? I think this place is haunted, and every time we walk from Rachel's car to in here, I think that we are followed by a serial killer.
She thought that she saw eyes on the way in, mm-hmm. and then like I red got real
eyes.
Scared. That
red
scream that
eyes.
I let out was slightly legitimate.
No, I knew it was lights, but it just looked like eyes, and it freaked me out. Anyway, would you like to play the whisper game?
Question game?
Question game.
Of course.
Okay, would you like to do rock, paper, scissors, shoot? Who goes first? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. You go first.
And we have to do it, like, really fast back and forth?
Do we have to do it really fast back and forth? Ooh, did we start?
Yes, you did there. That wasn't it. Okay.
False start. Anyways. Okay.
Do you like cheese?
Do you like pizza?
Do you kiss monkeys?
Am I a person?
Are you a person?
That was totally... You can't repeat questions like that. We should have gone through that.
Sorry.
Okay, so no repeats
ground
of roll. Questions.
Okay.
So I probably should have not counted, do you like pizza? Because it was, do you like cheese? You know.
I see.
Yeah, so, okay. That was our practice game.
Okay.
That was our second one. That was our second practice game. Cause, oh. Okay. Are you ready to start?
Are you a homo sapien?
Am I a person who likes to eat the water?
Do you like to go driving?
Do you wear a push-up bra?
Have you ever skinny dipped?
Have I ever been in a recording studio?
Have you ever sang a song in Slovakian?
Do you know where University Hall is?
Have you ever eaten the cupcakes in Merrick?
Do you know the number for Apple Care?
Have you ever gone to Polaris Shopping Center?
Do you like the pizza which comes from Smith?
Have you ever been in an accident?
Do you believe in Santa Claus?
Do you like to go dancing?
Have you ever worn a sweatshirt before?
Have you fallen while ice skating?
What is the meaning of life?
Do you like to go rollerblading?
What is love, baby, don't hurt me? Did you hurt me?
Why do you do this to me?
Do the leap. I'm done. I lost that one. I was gone. One more round? Okay,
yes.
One Rachel, zero Katie. Whoa. Do your tires have air in them?
Does your shirt like to sleep?
Have you eaten foam?
What color is that cord?
Do you like the purple sky?
Is the door locked?
That freaked me out. Okay, you won. You won this game. You won this game.
Why did that freak you out?
I don't know. I'm paranoid. I'm a crazy person.
Oh, okay. Is the door locked? Shudder.
Unbreak my heart.
So what we were thinking of doing next...
Cut that off, Katie.
...is reading some excerpts from Eclipse. Do you think we should do accents?
I think that we're...
Or do we need
I'm
accents?
Torn. I don't think we need them.
Okay.
I think we're good.
Question. So looks like... Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get a part where it's just Edward and Bella.
Oh, this is.
Okay,
so
perfect.
If I have a little, okay, ran his finger across the veins in my wrist.
Okay, but
if
are we just
Edward,
doing?
And then that is Bella.
Are we doing just the dialogue?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll just do this. I'll be Bella or Edward. What do you prefer?
I'll be Edward.
Okay.
Okay, so don't you think it's fair then if I have a little representation?
Representation?
A charm, something to keep me on your mind.
You're in my every thought that I have. I don't need reminders.
Wow, that was a stupid sentence. Okay. If I gave you
I also read it wrong, which added to the idiocy.
If I gave you something, would you wear it?
A hand-me-down?
Yes. Something I've had for a while.
Whatever makes you happy.
Have you noticed the inequality? Because I certainly have.
What inequality?
What Everyone else is able on? To get away with giving you things. Everyone but me. I would have loved to get you a graduation present, but I didn't. I knew it would have upset you more than if anyone else did. That's utterly unfair. How do you explain yourself?
Easy. I hate you. No. You're more important than everyone else. And you've given me you. Oh, that's already more than I deserve. Wow, this is awful.
I want to barf.
This is awful. This is just like, she's just putting herself like on a level that isn't equal to him. That's the inequality here.
Oh, yeah, she does that throughout all the books, actually.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
Yeah, it's really dumb.
I believe in relationships that everyone has an equal say and no one thinks that they are not deserving of the other person.
Yeah, except that's all she ever does. Yeah, she's like, I'm not good enough for you.
That
I'm
literally is what happens.
The whole time.
And that, yeah, it's the worst. And then she suddenly thrusts herself onto him.
Okay. Footsie, sorry, my bad.
It's okay. But then she's like, I want to be a vampire. And he's like, I don't know if that's a good idea. And she's like, bite me, bear my child. Nope, I'll bear your
child.
Edward. Anyway, you've given me you. And that's more than I deserve. And anything else you've given me just throws us more out of balance.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awful.
The way you regard me is ludicrous.
At least someone.
Ludicrous. Someone. Sorry.
Babe. Oh, we need to. He has a new album out, Justin Biebs.
Really?
Yes.
I haven't heard any of it. I came out with a new album, too.
Not quite yet. Is it out? She is on the 20-something. I love her. Bless me.
Bless me.
There was one time in the morning that I got a Snapchat. It's funny. I don't know what I was saying. Anyway,
Do I want to keep reading or do you want to be done?
I don't know. Do you want to? Can we have a different section?
Yes.
Yeah. On the break, I was editing Twilight so that I could give it to my friend. So I was writing sarcastic notes in the margins. I didn't get that far. Okay. Unbreak my heart. Say you love me again. Okay, this is chapter 12. This is Alice and Edward. Okay, I'll be Alice. Oh. I have foreseen. Edward threw an elbow towards her wrist. Okay. Fine. Edward is making me do this, but I did foresee that you would be more difficult if I surprised you.
In English?
Oh, this is Bella, actually. Just kidding. Don't be a baby about this. No tantrums.
Now I'm scared.
So we're having a graduation party. It's no big thing. Nothing to freak out over, but I saw that you would freak out if I tried to make it a surprise. That's so creepy. Yeah. If I tried to make it a surprise party. And Edward said that I had to tell you. It's nothing, promise.
Is there any point in arguing?
None at all.
Okay, Alice, I'll be there. And I'll hate every minute of it. Promise.
That's the spirit. By the way, I love my gift. You shouldn't have.
Alice, I didn't.
Oh, I know that, but you will. What? And this is Edward now.
Amazing. How can someone so tiny be so annoying?
Alice. It's a talent.
Bella. Couldn't you have waited a few weeks to tell me about this? Now I'll be stressed that much longer.
Alice. Bella. You know what day it is?
Monday?
Yes, it's Monday, the 4th.
It's the 4th of June? Are you sure?
Then you say so.
It can't be. Wait, I'm so confused.
It can't be. How did that happen? Okay, this is all not dialogue.
I don't understand what happened on the 4th. I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to read anymore.
Mom.
Done reading.
Done. My mom, when I was a kid.
How many more bites? That's what I used to say when really? My mom made me eat meatloaf.
I had no problem eating anything as a child.
I hated meatloaf, and it would make me gag, and I would have to drink water to get it down.
Wow, your mom was...
She'd be like, wow. Three bites. Three more bites.
That's what I did to the kids this summer. They wouldn't eat. So I would be like, you need to eat. That's what I said to them. I was so good at saying that to them.
You need to eat.
You gotta eat, or else you will so be God. Bad, the thing. So
be bad.
So be bad, the thing. Okay, well, this next song, I think, is another George Michael. Neither of us have heard this.
So this has the potential to be a lot of things here.
But it has some intimate things in it, apparently, mm-hmm. Based on the title, which is I Want Your Sex. So turn it off, kids. Thank you.
Turn it off.
Also, you should watch a music video because it's already very intimate. You need to pull up the music video for this right now.
Accent.
Oh, we should narrate it. Oh, there's a stiletto hand.
Hand in the black satin sheet. From our end. The video was a whole lot to watch.
Yes. I'm good with it.
Yeah, it's paused on two two naked feet.
What other kind of feet are there? Socked feet?
Naked feet in a perfect naked. Ballet point. Mm-hmm.
And then there's water,
the ceiling with water
running. Yes. I wanna... Yeah, that's a lot. Oh, God. That's a lot of water. And then George might... Oh, there's so much water. I'm still kind of watching it right now, but there's a hand in water.
So much. I don't like how much.
So much water. Now there's just a face in slow-mo, pan down the body. Oh, gosh. Oh, so. Okay. What?
He's writing something in lipstick on her.
Explore?
Upper thigh.
Explore. It says explore.
In lipstick.
That's interesting. Oh, Marvin Gaye, sexual healing is on this too. This is just
Marvin Gaye.
It's a real theme.
He's just really.
He's someone who I don't listen to a lot.
Yeah, the only song I know by him is "Let's Get It On."
Oh no, is that him? That's Marvin Gaye. I know it's not that. What?
But
I don't know what's
"Let's Get It On."
I've been really trying, baby. Try to hold back this feeling. You don't know that song?
No, I don't.
I say we play it.
I think my mom probably was like, let's not Marvin Gaye. Let's not have my children. Marvin. I know it's not unusual. That's not him. Marvin. It's not unusual to be mad at anyone. Let's get it on. Yeah. Okay. Oh, is it Charlie Puth? No. That's Marvin Gaye.
Yes.
That's the real thing. No, this is still not what I'm supposed to. Okay. Is this it?
I have to hear it.
Oh, I do know
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Marvin Gaye is just a lover.
Looking pensively into my eyes.
Ooh, I
sugar.
Okay, I know that song. Meow, 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 meow. They definitely play that in Swiffer Sweeper.
Meow, 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 meow.
There's a cat duet.
Meow, 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 meow. This. What if we took?
Whoa! What thought did you just have?
Like our stupid choir songs that I hate. And
meow, 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 meow. Meow 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 meow. Witness. Who is that by? I want to look it up. Choir. Choir. Let's see.
It's the worst.
Oh, it's literally the worst. Let's see if this is it. Yeah, I feel like it is.
This is.
Yep. Who will be a witness for my Lord? Who will be a witness for my Lord? Who will be a witness for my Lord? Who will be a witness? They sound so much better than us.
It's probably the sixth part.
It's the A part. Who will be a witness for my Lord? Who will be a witness for my Lord? Who will be a witness for my Lord? There was a man of the Pharisees. His name was Nicodemus, and he didn't believe. The same came to Christ by night. What to be taught out of human sight? Demas was a man who desired to know how a man can be. Meow, 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 meow. Christ told Nicodemus as a friend, man, you must be born again. Said mortal lad, be wise, meow, meow. Believe and be baptized.
I think we should play other choir songs.
The fable will make you want to jump off of a cliff, I promise.
A fable.
Right.
I'm sorry if you like
anything.
Modern. What is the song? It's modern. What is it called? Modern something choral.
I literally have
on the front of it. It says like a modern choral.
I don't know how
fable.
Who's it by? Wait, let's look up what's that one. The Howard Hanson. How excellent that name.
Uh huh.
Because that's actually fantastic.
It's pretty.
I really like that song. Let's see if this is it. Definitely not.
Is it that one?
How?
Oh Lord, how excellent! It might.
I'm just gonna look
New
up
Jersey
how.
Mass Choir. That could actually be good.
Hanson. Nope, I spelled Hanas. Let's look. Okay. This is it. This is a fantastic song.
Let's see how much better they sound than us.
We sound awful.
Yeah. It's okay.
They sound better than us already. And that's a note. Yeah, I could definitely have some more female vocals in there. Feels like it's like two voices.
Are there even females?
I don't know. I know as much as you.
True, there's just a picture of Howard Hanson on the screen.
Yeah. Like a painting.
Wait. No, there is. That's a woman.
Yeah, I know, but it just feel like...
They sound very manly.
Can we listen to Shenandoah?
Masculine women. I love Shenandoah.
Oh,
so beautiful. Oh, I miss this song.
So nice. St. Olaf, this is St. Olaf Choir, and this is one of the most... This is a fantastic choir. I don't know if this is the arrangement that I like, but there's one that's just rolling and so beautiful.
The one that we did last year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this one. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know if it's...
I don't know if it's fun, but the one we did last year was beautiful.
Oh, I've done it like 3 or 4 times, and it's one of my favorite pieces. I also really like Danny Boy. We all know this.
Yes.
Oh, so
beautiful. That's how our friendship began.
Really, it did.
In the practice rooms at Sanford.
Yeah, there was one time. This is like just a...
Just some nice background yeah. music.
And then another song, a video on the side is Ronald Reagan's Funeral, which is kind of funny.
It's very random.
Oh, I love this. But, oh, I love this. Jeez.
Yeah, last year in the practice rooms, Katie and I were like, let's jam. And she was like, can you play anything? And I was like, if you pull up a chord sheet. And she goes, what about Oh Danny Boy?
It's one of my favorites.
Sure. So we pulled up Oh Danny Boy and just jammed to that.
Honestly, for like a long time. And we did Adele a little bit, and it was very awkward in my range.
And then we did Let It Go, and Katie was like, share. And started singing like,
yeah. And then I almost did it for Welsh Talent Show, which is funny because I don't live in Welsh. Oh, this is that beautiful arrangement. Let's just have a moment and listen to this.
Listen to their unison.
I could do a little bit warmer for the sopranos.
Oh, and they're kind of swaying a little bit.
I don't know if it's intentional or not.
The cough was nice.
They're just...
just moved by the rolling waves of the Shenandoah.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And I just imagine being here for it. Like, live music, choral music is so much different. So... much more moving.
I think live music in general is so much cooler.
Like there's, I think one of the reasons that opera is becoming less and less popular, and this is coming from my biased opinion, obviously, because I sing classical music, but I think it comes a lot from the rise in technology and the fact that it just doesn't capture all of the like majesty of opera.
Yeah.
That recordings, it just can't do it. Mm-hmm. That's just my... my 2 cents.
Yeah. Plus, like, you can't computerize opera, which you do to all pop. As far as, like, pop singers nowadays, like, they don't actually sound the way that they sound on the radio. It's all, like, half of them are not as good as they sound.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, fixed.
Some are really talented, but some, like...
there are a lot of
there are also a lot of things that, like...
I've heard, like, some people are awful in real life who sound, like, okay on the radio.
Yeah, but I also think there's a certain level of, like, performance that takes away from the vocals themselves, and that, like, these musicians would be really talented and really sound good if they...
Oh, so good.
If they focused on the vocals alone, but that's just not the business anymore.
If they weren't breakdancing well.
They weren't, yeah.
Let me do a headstand.
Talking to you, Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo. He always has to announce his name before the songs begin.
Oh, Danny Boy, in case you forgot who I am. The pipes are calling. Let's look. Oh, Danny Boy, Irish tenors. Feels right.
Oh, that would be great.
Whoa, what is happening?
This is not a Danny Boy.
Yes, it is. It's just... It is. It's just a really...
Tears.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I want Dr. Heaster to sing this to me.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God, it's coming.
Steal my heart.
That was a little off, but it sounds nice. This guy in the back.
I know, I love him.
Little turtle.
The guy on the closest to us isn't moving at all.
He's not.
He's just rigid.
In the middle guy's like kind of... There are three of them, yeah. By the way.
The middle guy's kind of in between. Oh my gosh.
This song makes me cry.
I'm in love with the Irish tenors.
Oh, me too.
That was a terrible accent.
Irish tenors. Not that one. I'm not in love with this one. I want Bryson Tarbett to sing this to me.
Yeah.
Is that weird? Yes.
That would be beautiful.
This guy reminds me of my brother. I wish there were some harmony in this.
Yeah, me too. It's so much easier.
We should make an arrangement for alto and soprano. Apparently Elvis has a version of Danny Boy, but I just don't think that that is...
I think it's not the same.
I don't think so.
Harmonies. Nope.
That's what I want. Let's listen to a different... I can listen to a version. Choir. Danny Boy Choir. Nordic Choir? Wagner? Wagner? I don't know.
Wagner.
Wagner!
Do you spell your name?
Boys Choir.
Our next song isn't exactly a Christmas song. But it's just something you couldn't come to Ireland without singing. You'll know it's in the first four notes.
I feel like I'm looking at Peter Pan.
I know.
I don't know what.
Oh. Oh. Cute little boys.
Oh, he's so nervous. Look at him.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are falling.
I know you're eight, but you're not that great.
Heard better boy sopranos. You're cute, but
your vowels, I mean your consonants aren't great. Nice breath.
We are jerks. It's okay.
We are. You can't even add a little bit of harmony there.
Come on, you stinking 8-year-old.
Maybe. Nope. Still no. Are you kidding me?
None of this is good.
Okay. Here's one more. Oh. Ooh.
There we go. That's nice. Some harmony. That's some nice harmony.
Why is this one woman wearing red? This choir is like 50 and they're all wearing blue or black and she's wearing red.
I definitely thought it was the person in front of her's hair. Like, that's some big red hair.
Wow, this is a high school.
Yeah, they're really good. They're better.
Crap. Yeah, I mean, they're great. Actually, it's... I don't love it because it's...
There needs to be some unison.
There needs to be some unison.
There needs to be. It starts off in unison and then.
Best.
You know,
this says Danny Boy, best choral arrangement. So let's see.
Okay.
We'll be the judge of that.
Live up to this expectation.
Nope. Still no. Same one.
Done. done with you all. Let's make our own version.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are cold. Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling.
Okay, maybe this is an a cappella version. They're all a cappella.
Oh, Danny boy.
Whoa.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
You're talking to us. Listen to that bass.
From Glen to
Ooh, he's cute!
Oh, yeah, he is.
And down the mountainside.
I always try to figure out who's singing.
Ooh, he's a tenor. He's a cutie. I like this guy, too. Y'all don't know who I'm pointing to. I think it's mostly us now.
Yeah.
We've spent like 10 minutes.
That's fine. Looking at Danny boy. It's fine. Because, everybody should enjoy this.
See, I like this, but it's still not enough unison for me.
But cut me back when summer's in the meadow.
The guy with the beard definitely is a bass.
Yeah.
Oh, when the
I feel That's like he's the high guy.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And white with snow.
He's just so tall and awkward. I like him.
I do too.
He like towers over the rest of them. Looks like he was a former NBA basketball player.
No.
I feel like the cute guy's a baritone.
Yeah, the guy next to the cute guy's definitely bass. The two of them are, I think. Do you want to listen to Jackie Ivanko sing it and get really mad with me?
Yes.
Yes. I hate her. I don't even think she's very talented, honestly. Okay. Anytime.
Oh, come on. There's a processional.
What the heck? It's probably a funeral and we're being jerks.
Who does she think she is?
Oh, it's totally funeral. Oops. Oh my god, we're a jerk. Oh, I can't watch this. That's too sad. Danny boy. Okay, this is it. I hate Jackie Ivanko. And I hate how everyone thinks she's so great. But I'm better than
her. I honestly never heard of her.
Mm. Oh, she's like an 8-year-old.
I'm better than her.
She's an 8-year-old who sings opera. What the heck?
That is the most terrifying thing I've ever seen in my life.
She's literally 9 years old. Age 8, yeah. From Glen to Glen, yeah, she's grown, but I think when she first got famous, she got, she was 8. The summer's gone. I can't do it anymore. She's so annoying. I hate her. Simon Cowell made fun of this gospel singer, then everyone is blown away. Let's just listen to him. Cutting ahead.
One, two, three, four. I open my mouth to the Lord and I won't stand back.
That's terrifying.
I will go, I shall go to see what the end's going to be. I open my mouth to the Lord and I won't
stand back.
What is happening? They're just popping up from the balconies, guys, by the way. There's several of them, I guess. Okay. There are like 20 of them so far. They're too like staccato-y.
Yeah, they're like shouting.
Ooh. Who is that guy?
Was that who I thought it was?
Who? Who do you think it is?
The girl who was on American Idol, like, second season.
Her?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I want to hear him sing.
Yeah, same. I think he's just part of the choir now. He was conducting.
Yeah.
I'm not blown away by this.
Neither am I. Okay, in the last 2 minutes, in light of Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes.
What are, do you want to do three things?
Do three things.
Three things. What are three things that you're thankful for?
My family and their support for me. Okay, we'll do every other. Can we do every other? Mm-hmm. You do. One, two.
What am I thankful for? What am I thankful for? I mean, there's a lot of things I'm thankful for.
I know. It's hard. I want something really good, but...
This is going to sound, like, kind of ambiguous, but, like, it encompasses a lot for me. I'm just really thankful for grace. Mm-hmm. In a lot of ways, just in like all different relationships and aspects of life, just grace.
Yeah. I'm thankful for the ability for people to like be resilient, human resiliency. And I like it. We were talking a lot about this as a part of my sorority theta and how like in spite of all of the bad things, like there's still good. And when bad things happen, like humanity kind of bonds together and becomes better. Mm-hmm. And like, I think sometimes we lose that sight of the goodness in people, but I'm thankful for resiliency and goodness in others.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I'm thankful for there's just so much. I'm thankful for a sense of home at OWU.
That's a really good one. I like that. Yeah. I'm thankful for friends here and at home. Yeah. So that's our, that's it for Pillow Talk tonight. Thank you for listening. We will not be on next week. Neither will any of the other shows. But you can listen to...
Listen to an old one.
You know, yeah, listen nostalgic. To an old one. Mm-hmm. We probably will. I definitely will over break. But have a good break. Think of what you're thankful for. Ooh, burped a little.
Excuse you.
Excuse me. Think of what you're thankful for. Mm-hmm. And thank you for listening.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
Yes. Bye. Stay tuned
goodbye.
For this.
Goodbye. Hey, Fritz.
Okay, bye.